Hi, this is John Carlton, and I have on the line with me Otto Tromm, who is actually over in Belgium. And Otto has taken the simple writing system and emailed us, and actually he's been involved in the other coaching programs that we have since then. So Otto has a very interesting story to tell. And first of all, Otto, say hello to the people.
Hi, guys. John, thanks for having me.
Much appreciate you taking the time to get on here. The reason I wanted Otto to be on this call is because he has a very unique situation that, nevertheless, applies to a great number of people who are considering the simple writing system, considering whether it's something that fits into their business or their goals. Otto has a unique product that he sells. He does. It's kind of an offline retail product. Otto, you do not need to explain the whole system, but basically, you're selling an enormously high ticket TV and audio screens, right?
Yeah, that's right. We sell projection screens and especially the niche products. So the high end, the expensive ones, the special stuff, the stuff that you can't get on any street corner. So yeah, it's a niche market. That's right.
And going up into the tens of thousands of euros, and the euro is currently double the dollar right now, so that's a lot of money. So basically, let's give people an idea of where you were. What was writing like for you? Was it difficult for you before you took the system? Was this something that was on your to-do list for a long time about learning how to write? And had you tried other courses or other books before?
Yeah, I did. The way it worked for me was as follows. I mean, a lot of customers of ours are far away, meaning that, you know, you can't just hop over and visit. I mean, a customer in Italy might be, you know, 1,000 kilometers away, which is a massive distance. So the only way it works is either with the internet, so with a website, or with copy. And if you want to sell, you either send emails, you send letters, or anything like that. But that's where the copywriting really comes in. Now, if I look at how it worked before, it was a lot of work. And for me, I'm not a copywriter. I'm a business owner, so my days are quite busy. So having to spend a lot of time on copy is a nightmare. It wasn't how do you say that? It's not like it was impossible. I could write a letter, but I would go into the technical details of things. So, because, you know, you come from a product perspective, you make the thing and you're proud of it, so you want to explain all about the tech stuff. But most of our customers are resellers or distributors, so they don't actually use the product. They sell it on to their final customers. And, you know, what was missing really was talking to them in their business terms, so how would make them money, how would make their life easier. And that's what was really missing from the copy.
So in the simple writing system, you really had some aha moments when we talked about salesmanship and USPs also, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, USP is a thing. I mean, we discussed this as soon as in high school. I mean, for me, that was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was always in vague terms. So you would have a grasp of what it was, and that's also the way that you then position yourself. I mean, you position yourself vaguely in the market and not specific enough for people to become really attracted to you. And that's where the simple writing system really made a difference. I mean, I think it was the fourth section, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the fourth section in the simple writing system. And then that was it was like the lights going on.
Excellent.
All of a sudden, everything was clear and it made sense. And I thought, well, why didn't I think of this before? I mean, why didn't we position ourselves clearly? I now know who we sell to and why they should buy from us, just by determining the USP in specific, clear terms that make sense to the customer and not directly to me.
Excellent. Now, Otto, how is writing now for you after you've gone through the simple writing system? Is the process different? Do you have a new routine? Is it easier or just as hard as it was? Or
In a sense, it's actually harder. Because first of all, you know there's more out there. There's more than you know, a basic letter. So it's sometimes a little bit more digging, but it's also a lot more fun. And the hard work actually comes from finding the right hook, finding the right positioning of the ladder of your product. But after that, it's more like a breeze, and it's actually, you know, I can do it faster now, which for me is really important because, as I said, I mean, you have so many things to deal with during the day. You have to talk to customers because they're unhappy with a certain product, or they want to know what's in stock. They want to discuss pricing and everything. So there leaves very little time to actually sit down and work on your copy. So if you know what to do, if you know the steps, then, yeah, it's a bit of hard work, but, you know, you can even do it in the evening. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you think, hey, I got it. I nailed it now. And now I just have to write the damn thing. And that's become so easy that that's made a huge difference.
Otto, that's an excellent point, and the way you put it was quite nice, is that it's harder, but the way you define harder is that you now know exactly what you need, so you know you're not going to get away with a fluffy piece of writing. So you sit down, figure out what needs to go in there using the systematic checklist that you learned, and that's what you mean by hard, is that, oh, okay, I have to give them a USP, I have to apply some salesmanship. Yet the process actually goes faster, and I think a key word you said there was fun.
Yeah, it is more fun, and I want to add something to that, actually, because before it was not only me writing the copy and you know, sort of struggling with it, I also hired copywriters, and I just wasn't happy with what they did. I didn't see the hooks that we would find thanks to the simple writing system and the coaching, of course, in the simple writing system. They just wouldn't find a hook. So I would pay somebody a small fortune to write a letter, which I wasn't happy with, and that didn't get me the results. So I thought, well, what can I do? I can look for ages finding the right copywriter, you know, spend fortunes in the process without any results, or I can just, you know, take the course, pay the price, which was at the time was just under $2,000, and that's even less than you would pay for a standard letter. So I would get a deal out of it anyway. And that made a big difference for me as well. I didn't have to rely on somebody else to get me the results. If I wanted to, I could sit down and get my own results.
Now, just as an aside, I happen to know, because just before we recorded this call, we chatted a bit. You have actually now gone from not really understanding copy to, after taking the simple writing system, actually being asked by other marketers to do some consulting and writing for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And I know that there are actually quite a few in the program, because they were sort of fellow students. They had so much fun as well, and they thought about changing the course of their career and going into copywriting. And at that point, it didn't strike me then as so being so interesting, but the more I got into it, the more fun it was. And now people know me for this, you know, my friends and former colleagues. And now they come up to me and say, well, can you get these results for me? And I took, like you say, I bought a freelance course a couple of weeks ago, had a meeting with the first potential client, which was an old friend of mine, and I told him sort of what I did. And he said, well, can you help me out with emails? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? Let's sit down and talk about it. And, you know, a week later we signed a deal, and I'm going to send out an email a week, getting paid a fixed fee in advance and a percentage on gross sales. So, yeah, that's great. I mean, it really, really changed things for me, because now I can choose whatever I want to do. If I want to continue with my business, I can do that. But if I decide to do something else, you know, go freelance, it's available as well. So it gives you a lot of freedom. And it wasn't intentionally a goal that I had before I signed up, but it's a damn nice bonus.
Well, I mean, just in that brief little minute or so that you were talking, you covered an amazing amount of ground, which is starting out struggling with writing and not really understanding it, dealing with freelancers, not knowing how to communicate with them, and having the freelancers not really understand your business to the point that you paid a small fortune and weren't getting anything out of it. And then finally making the decision that you were going to get involved and kind of remove the mojo or mystery from writing. And what that did was free you up to not only make more make more sales and make your business a little more successful. But actually, since the whole process of writing has become demystified for you, you are now an asset to the other people that you know who probably should go through the simple writing system themselves. But if they don't, you know, you now are in a position of holding all the magic secrets now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's and for them, it's like you say, it's still a mystery. The people I talked to had an open rate of 20%, and we're looking to improve on that. And I know, you know, even before I write the email, that's going to happen.
Right.
So the success is almost guaranteed. So that's that's a big bonus. And looking back at the way it was before, the way things were happening, the way we had to struggle with copy, it's hard to think that that ever existed. It sounds funny, but that's really the way it is. It's like, you know, learning how to ride a bike, and then you think, well, how was it ever possible that I couldn't do it? It's so natural now.
Yes. Now, Otto, you said something else in an email exchange that we had that I'd like you to repeat here. And the point was, I'll let you put it in your own words, but, you know, you made a point that while a lot of people are looking for the quote-unquote big ad or the one big hit, you are more interested in what I think a lot of businessmen are, which is the day-to-day elements of writing, the constant need for email contact, for using writing as not just part of the sales process, but as part of the bonding process, keeping up to date. So it has taken, you know, it there's a lot more to this than just looking for that one big hit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot deal with people without dealing with email as well. It's become, you know, just a part of life, a part of business, and so it's important that part of the correspondence, it is actually a sales process as well, that part goes well. And you know, I don't have the time to sit down and you know, write a 4-page or an 8-page letter every day. But if you add up all the emails that you write in a day, you come down to more than that. And a lot of communication and a lot of products are actually sold because of emails. And you know, whereas before I would, you know, simply give a reply, now I would apply a few of the techniques and just get much better results. And as a matter of fact, I sold my most expensive screen ever because of one email, and that was exactly the thing that we're talking about now. I got an email from a guy from Turkey that I never met before, never even spoken with, and he just found us on the web and sent off an email saying, "Can you supply big screens?" So I replied back and asked him what the requirements were. He sent us over to me, and I wrote him one email with a detailed reply, but in a way that a copywriter would write a reply, not like I would normally do.
Right.
The result, I sold a screen to a new customer, screen which was not even on the website, and cost 25,000 euros. One email. So that's the power of applying your copywriting to your daily correspondence.
I think that's an excellent example, and you were kind enough to let us post that email, so people will be able to look at it and see how you have used salesmanship, USPs, a little bit of a hook, and, you know, rather than, as you said before, you might have just rattled off the features of the thing, just, you know, how big it was and whatever and the price, but
exactly.
Here you've got salesmanship in here, and it's a rollicking email that just takes the situation and moves it so far forward in the sales process that was the only email you needed to close the deal with this guy.
Exactly, exactly. And funny thing was, afterwards the client thanked me and said, well, that was the nicest process we ever had in terms of getting prices and information. So, yeah, it was a roaring success.
Normally in this situation, for what you sell and for what a lot of people do, they just – businessmen think there has to be a lot of give and take, back and forth, do this, wait for the questions. And yet, when you understand salesmanship, such as you were talking about, which is, I believe, in the first six or so elements of the simple writing system, then you know that, you know, you engage the person's conversation already in their head. You can actually be a step ahead of them, knowing what questions are going to come up, answer them, give them reasons to understand how this fits into their buying decision and help them right along. And it's a marvelous thing to be able to accomplish that in something as simple as an email, yet that email now becomes a, you know, a sales weapon, really, that you're able to use to shortcut a process that might have taken months and involved phone calls and all kinds of back and forth, where now that you understand what needs to be done, you've got it all packed into one email. I think that's an amazing job.
Yeah. Okay. That was the result of you know, taking the course and just applying what I'd learned. And the funny thing is, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like I had to open the manual. It's sort of, you know, it was a flow. You start and you think, okay, this is what I should think of, and you just write the thing, and out comes the result. And that's just great, because it you know, completely changed the day-to-day communication. And that's, you know, people might look at letters and think it's a daunting task, but, you know, you do these things every day. So even if you're not, you know, after the course at the level where you want to be, you know, you get your daily practice. I mean, even if you don't get results straight away, that's at least what you get out of it. So, you know, it's almost like daily training.
Yeah, and speaking of that, do you have a little routine you go through now when you write? Do you still use your notes from the Simple Writing System, or do you use the workbook, or have you internalized it all, or what's your routine for sitting down and slamming out an email?
It depends. It depends, really. If yeah, because I do send out letters to before, for example, if there's a new product, a lot has to be said. I will sit down. I will go and do the 4 to 8 pages and explain everything. And then, yeah, I will take my notes. But for the rest, it's become a process that you just apply. And the thing you start with, for me, the thing you start with is really thinking of the hook. And as soon as you've got a good hook, the rest just flows out. So that's the way it works for me. And
excellent.
Sometimes the hook is easy, more on the surface. But for the big things, you know, you really dig deep. And that's why we get back to the hard work, where it's more difficult to get that hook. But once you got it, it's you know, it completely changes the letter that you send. And it also completely changes response.
Right. And also knowing what you need to do just removes all the mystery from the whole process. Okay, Otto, that was great. That's you covered everything I wanted to talk about. Just, have you got anything to say to anybody who is currently on the fence thinking about whether they should get involved in the Simple Writing System, especially with the coaching element?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that made a difference, I mean, we talked before, like, what was your situation before you started with the system, and you know, how copy might have been difficult, and the struggle and everything. And, you know, I had the books, I had everything, and, you know, your mail came along. I've been following you for a while. You once did a critique for me, and then at that point I couldn't understand what was wrong with my letter. Now, you know, it I can't even think I ever wrote a damn thing. So that changed things completely. But if, you know, if you think about not doing it, it's I would say it's a big mistake, because for me, of any of the courses I've taken over the years, this was my best one. And the coaching really made a difference. I mean, I was lucky enough to have David Garfinkel as my coach.
Uh-huh.
And he was great. It wasn't always about saying what I did wrong, because some things just went right straight away, which to me was amazing. But just getting that feedback, having somebody look over your shoulder is just awesome. I mean, I have so many books which are unread, or read half, or, you know, things I've learned but never put to practice. Having David, or having a coach, any coach actually, because there were loads of good coaches in the system, having them look over your shoulder really changed things. Because for me, I think I finished it in 2 weeks, and doing the exercises every day, and actually, you know, you wait for your replies on the forum, and you know, you really look forward to it, and it makes the whole process fun. And that, I think that's the big thing about it. It becomes fun. It's no longer a struggle. It's not just about results. It's about, you know, accomplishing something as well for yourself. And that for me really made a difference. And it's hard to see that from the copy, you know. It's described there, of course, in a sales letter, but until you actually do it and experience what it can be, that changes everything. It
sure.
Changes everything.
The
for me, was
part of
I would even do it again. I mean, even though I'm at a different level now, I would consider doing it again, just, you know, to get that coaching. I mean, why can't you get, you know, people of the level of David to coach you for 2 weeks? for the price of that simple writing system. I mean, like I was saying, it's just under $2,000. I mean, you get 2 weeks of coaching. It was even more than that because at some point, you know, a few people didn't have time to start straight away, so it was even extended. I used that time, to post a few questions.
Right.
And those were replied to as well. So, I mean,
you were the first one done, Otto. It's much longer than a 2 week program. It's just I remember watching you and talking with David about how fast you were progressing. Just eager to get through it. There were a couple of people, and the people who really got through it quickly were the ones who were seeing as they were going results as they were going. You actually had some results while you were in the program. Didn't you actually send out some email and get some response while you were going through the Simple Writing System?
Yeah, I had two actually. One was that 25,000 euro screen. I mean, and that's why it all came so naturally because I was. You know, in the zone, it was flowing, and that's when I almost internalized it completely already, and you know, those emails just flow out. Another one was a real fun one because I wrote an ad. It was sort of a last minute thing. We got a real good deal for placement in a big magazine, and I wrote the ad. And it was a copywriter's ad, so not like the ones where you see just images and you know one smart line of copy. But it was a long text. It was something that was never, which would have never been published in the magazine. I get a phone call from a guy saying, "Well, you know, I really want to buy your product, but I have to be honest with you. I hated your ad. I thought it was awful. There weren't enough images. There was, you know, it was all text. So of course, I mean, I wanted to be polite and say thank you, and then thanks at least for buying a product. And then afterwards, I thought, well." I mean, the joke's on him because
right. It
was the copy that sold him. That was the reason why he phoned.
Yes.
So those are just great things. And
and that's an excellent piece of insight. So, okay, Otto, that's great. I hope that people heard what you were saying. It was there were some very definite good pieces of insight in the story that you just related. Such as, you know, while you were going through the process, you got into a groove, you actually made the big sale, and we are going to post that email so people can take a look at it. But I really like the part where, you know, this isn't about necessarily the big ad. It is about the day-to-day. It is about the constant level of communication that most businessmen are in a position of needing to do. And once it becomes easy, it kind of becomes fun, and the hard work that you talked about was really, was really just digging into the hook rather than doing surface-level kind of salesmanship. Take the time to figure out who you're talking to, what their needs are, try to find a little bit of a hook, and once you've done that, the writing just flows very, very easily. And I think you made that point extremely eloquently. So I want to appreciate you being on the call, Otto, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Excellent. Yeah, well, thanks, John. Thanks for having me. And to all you guys listening, I hope it made sense. I hope it gives you something that will really help you from an insider's point of view. And if you do sign up, which I strongly recommend you do, enjoy it.
Okay, Otto, I'll be talking with you later.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's the end of this call. Don't forget to enter your name and primary email in the box on the top right-hand side of this page. When you do, we'll immediately email your free Make the Sale reports. You'll also be notified about the other cool material we're giving away this week. And a big part of this is you'll get to see the actual email Otto sent that scored his biggest sale ever. It's a great example of get-the-job-done salesmanship, and it was a huge breakthrough for Otto, and I believe there's a lot in there for you to learn, too. Also, I want to urge you to watch the video of my presentation at Frank Kern's Mass Control event last year, which I just got my hands on. I gave a killer tutorial on how to write a story in three sentences that blew folks away. This is the first time anyone outside of Kern's group has seen this footage, by the way. You'll get access to this and more when you enter your name and primary email in the box up top on the right. There's no obligation at any time for anything ever either. We're just sharing information here. Please opt in now while you're thinking about it, and I'll see you again later. Thanks. Bye.